This is the Raptors Abroad podcast. Welcome, fellow Raptor fans, to the Raptors Abroad podcast. This is your boy Sam coming to you late. It is Monday, and let me break it down for you. The Raptors, I'm about to break down game 30, which actually took place Saturday afternoon for those of you that live in Eastern Standard Time Zone. I do not. I live in GMT, which is 5 hours ahead, and I actually, just through a busy weekend, was not able to catch this Raptor game until just now. So thank you, NBA League Pass, that I can actually be abroad, not see the game, and because I live in London, those Toronto Raptors scores are not really coming at me unless I seek them out. So I was able to avoid all that, stayed off ESPN and NBA.com for a whole day, which is not easy, but I did it. And I just checked out Raptors versus Clippers, which was game 30, so I'm about to break down that one for you. Alright, so let's set this one up. T-Raps, 22-7, coming off a tough loss to the Bulls. Raptors on the second game of their longest road trip of the season, in the 6 or 7 games. And we're playing against some quality opponents, a few of them in the West, and would have been nice to start this one off with a W against the Bulls. And the Raptors were winning most of that game, but the Bulls able to get us in that fourth quarter. And so coming off a loss and heading into L.A. to the Clippers' house, and the Clippers coming off a big win, they just took out the Golden State Warriors, who's the number one team in the league. And I watched that game, and or at least I watched the condensed version of the game, and I was pretty sure. When I was watching that, I thought, geez, Golden State, how's anyone going to beat these guys? And the Clippers didn't. Geez, that's a quality squad, and hopefully they're going to be tired because they got some good players. They got Blake Griffin. I mean, that's just enough. I could just say Blake Griffin, and any team with him should be a threat. Then you throw on Chris Paul, arguably the best point guard in the league. Then you throw in DeAndre Jordan, who is easily the biggest athletic freak in the league. And then you got some really good role players like Matt Barnes is good, J.J. Redick, and then they've got Jamal Crawford, the best six man in the game, coming off the bench. You'll be hearing about all those guys. So let's get into this ball game, shall we? Raptors got some guys as well. In particular, we got James Johnson, who got the start. He's been in the starting lineup. Still no DeMar DeRozan. That's not a new story. I'm not going to get too much into that. But JJ, I'll tell you, and I'm going to give props to the Clippers broadcasters. They got these two guys, Mike Smith and Ralph Lawler. And I'll tell you, me and Mike Smith, we're on the same page. A lot of the stuff that I say, this guy was already saying. So, I mean, obviously, not all my opinions are unique, but it was just interesting that this guy seems to share a lot of them. And one of the things that he shared was James Johnson's talent and the fact that you're going to get at least 2, if not 3 or 4 spectacular players out of him per game. And he called that as the game was starting, and lo and behold, the first Clipper possession, James Johnson rips a rebound from DeAndre Jordan and then tosses it up to Kyle Lowry, and Lowry buries a 3. So the Raptors up 3-0, but J.J. Redick comes right back and answers with a 3-ball. So right away I'm thinking, all right, this is going to be a ball game. Right, this is a couple of teams with some offensive talents. So this could be, if everyone's going to come out shooting hot, this could be a high-scoring game. So 3-3 right away. But I was wrong about the hot shooting, at least for the next 5 minutes. It basically seemed like there was a lid on the rim. I mean, both teams were getting decent looks. The next 5 minutes, the Raptors, well, I guess the first 6 minutes of the game, the Raptors start 3 of 12, the Clippers start 2 of 11, and the score with 6 minutes left in the first quarter is 8-7 Raptors. So, feeling their way through this one, feeling their way through it. All right, jump to the 440 mark. James Johnson getting his second beautiful play of the game with a sweet drive and then a lefty finish off glass, which doesn't sound that unusual, but he was about 4 feet out and banking it off glass from nearly straight away. It was a super impressive shot and made it look easy. And that got Mike Smith super excited. He's like, see, told you. He was right. All right, so 3:35 mark. the Raptors getting a nice break. Blake Griffin going in for the layup and looked like he had it. He had a few of these this game, and it just rolls off. And the Raptors break the other way. They give it up to T. Ross. T. Ross thinks about it. Then he spots Tupat, Patrick Patterson, open on the right wing, and he drains a three ball. Raptors up 5, 17-12. And then just 32 seconds later, Kyle Lowry, the Bulldog, boxing out the other Bulldog, Chris Paul, on the offensive glass. He gets the rebound and layup. Looking good for the Raptors. With that, they build a 6-point lead, 20-14. But the Clippers, with the quick response, the next 3 minutes, they close the quarter on a 12-2 run. And that included a brutal Tyler Hansbrough fouling Blake Griffin from three-point land with 1/10 of a second left on the clock. Yikes. I love you, Tyler, but that is a tough foul. And Blake went to the line. He made 2 of 3, and the Clippers had a 4-point lead going into the second quarter, 26-22. And obviously, I skipped out what happened in that 12-2 run. Part of it was their boy, Jamal Crawford. He came in with about 2 minutes to go, buried a couple of baskets, and when the second quarter started, he was still on the floor, and he did not stop. For about the next 5 or 6 minutes, he buries another 7 or 8 points, and when all was said and done, with about 6 minutes to go, the Clippers have a 7-point lead. Jamal Crawford has 12 points. And I'll tell you, like, I'm a huge fan of this guy. I've seen him have great games against loads of players, or loads of teams, but against the Raptors in particular, listen to this number, he's had 4 games of 35 plus points against us. I mean, I don't know how many times he's played against the Raptors, but for a guy who comes off the bench to have 35 plus 4 different times against a different team, jeez, that's an impressive number. So like I said, the Clippers with a 7-point lead, but the Raptors respond. They spark off the response in super exciting fashion. 5:59 mark, Blake Griffin, who's trying to run a fast break, he, you know, Lob City, that's what they call the Clippers. He spots DeAndre Jordan ahead of the pack, tries to toss one up to him, but Amir Johnson spots it. He goes up and snatches the alley-oop, hands it off to Grevis Vasquez. Vasquez then almost gets it stolen by Chris Paul, but he uses the nice behind-the-back dribble to get around him. Then he pushes it, takes it to the lane, spots T. Ross slashing in from the right, and just floats it up. And the boss gets up and hammers it down with 2 hands for the alley-oop dunk. Raptors down 4 at that point, 37-33. 2:50 mark, Kyle Lowry stripping J.J. Redick using the quick hands, and he goes all the way for the fast break layup. Lead still 4 for the Clippers, 45-41. 1:16 mark, Grevis Vasquez. There'll be more on him later. He had a heck of a stretch in this game. Vasquez hits a left wing 3. That gets the Raptors within 3, 49-46. So a big shot there. We're down 6. And, you know, a miss there and a Clipper score, and all of a sudden going into half, things are going to be hurting. But he drains that 3-ball. And then Blake Griffin, he tries to answer with a one-man fast break, and he just misses a wild layup. And like I said, he had a few of these where he just put up these crazy shots. And I don't know if he was getting fouled, but he was not getting a lot of calls and missing some badly. Raptors push it the other way, and results in Jonas getting fouled. Goes to the free throw line. He makes 1 out of 2. And then with 15 seconds to go, almost a carbon copy of Lowry's steal on Redick earlier. This time, Jordan Farmar is the victim. Lowry picks his pocket and takes off on the fast break. Not able to hit the layup, but he gets fouled. Ties the game with the free throws. And then the Clippers with the final possession. Chris Paul getting swatted from behind by T. Ross to close out the half and keep the score tied at 49. So pretty decent first half. Some exciting moments, some runs from both squads. And we're all tied up. So third quarter we go. Cue number 3. And I'll tell you what, cue the 3-ball. It was raining in this quarter. Check it out. First off, the Raptors start with a couple of buckets inside. Nice work by Jonas in the paint. He laid a couple in. But the 10:15 mark, Kyle Lowry, with the Raptors trailing by 1, snatches the lead with authority by dribbling up, fading a little to the left side in transition. J.J. Redick's trailing on the play. Lowry pulls up, drains the 3-ball, and 1. He hits the free throw, and the Raptors take a 3-point lead off of that 4-point play, 57-54. Celebration, however, was short-lived because Chris Paul, really crafty work actually, hung onto his dribble, went all around the court, and then finds himself somewhat alone in the right corner, and he just spots up from there and drains a 3-ball, ties up the game at 57. But T. Ross, doing some great work. We've seen him, I don't know, he must be working on this in practice because he's seen him go into this a lot with the little crossover step back dribble, but this one from about 20 feet out, just in front of the 3-point line. He's able to pull up from the right wing, drain a long two, and then the next Raptor possession, Jonas Valanciunas streaking through the paint, trying a hard dribble drive. He gets cut off, but he spots T. Ross on the left wing, and a really nice little backhanded flip pass to T. Ross. He goes up with a catch and shoot, draining the 3-ball. Raptors up 5 off of that, 62-57, with 9 minutes left in the quarter. Clippers, though, they had a response, and just 30 seconds later, J.J. Redick, who had a great game, is tying up the ball game with a 3-pointer. But like I said, the 3-ball was flying. It wasn't just for the Raptors. You know, Redick got his there. But 6:23 mark, James Johnson all alone, left corner. Nothing but the bottom from 3. Raptors up 5, 69-64. And then 3 minutes later, Kyle Lowry at the 3:25 mark. Hand in his face from about a step behind the line, draining the right wing 3-ball. Raptors up 72-68. And then Lowry, he put on a great stretch, 2:53 mark, hits a beautiful driving scoop shot off the super high glass. He had a couple of bigs in front of him, but he blew by the defender and just lofted it way up there. And then just 19 seconds later, Lowry, with a little spin move, he's got Chris Paul on him, he's deep in the left wing, just about right on the 3-point line, and fakes going right, spins to his left, pulls up with his little patented fadeaway, drains it, and the Raptors up 8. Their largest lead, 76-68. So things starting to really look good, but again, the Clippers with little response, keeping this one close. And then a tough break. Kyle Lowry took it to the hole, looked like he got fouled, but didn't get the call. He was pretty upset, so he argues so much that he gets a technical foul. So instead of getting the free throws, Clippers actually wind up getting one free throw themselves, which Jamal Crawford stepped up and made. And the Raptor lead down to 3, 76-73. And then 26 seconds remaining in the quarter, J.J. Redick on the right wing. He was pure with the stroke, draining the right wing 3-ball. And he ties the game up at 78. So things looking tight. The Raptors are able to get the lead back with 5 seconds to go. Grevis Vasquez spots JV in the paint, and he goes up and lays it in. Raptors up 80-78 going into the fourth. So a tight one here on the road. Big one. Big ball game here because the Raptors losing 2 in a row here. And then we played Denver last night. I got them queued up. That's what I was meaning to say. I got them after this podcast. I'll be checking that one out. So, tight game going into the fourth. Hopefully the Raptors can continue some good play. Check it out. 11:40 mark. Amir Johnson, the LA native, making it into this episode of the Raptors Abroad podcast. He does some nice work tipping in his own miss underneath the basket. Raptors up 4, 82-78. And then the 11:17 mark to Pat. Patrick Patterson in transition. I think it was Vasquez. Yeah, Vasquez finds Patterson. He drains a right wing 3-ball. Raptors up 85-78. And get this, Doc Rivers, he must have been panicking. Hedo Turkoglu, the former Raptor who had an infamous, terrible 1 year with Toronto. Off of what was, I don't know, for some reason we were pretty excited about that free agent signing and he did not work out. He checked into the ball game. Only saw about 2 minutes, didn't really see him do anything, but it was just funny to see him. I can't believe Turkoglu is still in the league. It's amazing. Props to Turkoglu, I guess. You know, must have something to stay on a roster. All right, but enough about Turkoglu. Let's talk about my boy, Grevis Vasquez. I'll tell you, this guy, he has one of these stretches of ball game where he just puts the pedal to the metal and things just go right for him. So check out this stretch. All right, this is about a minute and 16 seconds of Grevis Vasquez wrecking shop. All right, 10:20 mark. Vasquez, right wing, gets a nice pass, catch and shoot 3-ball. All right, Solid. Raptors up 8, 88-80. Just under a minute later, the 9:24 mark, Grevas Vasquez off the dribble hits a pretty tough 18-foot pull-up from the right wing. And then the 9:04 mark, so just 20 seconds later, Grevas Vasquez chasing down a long rebound, looking like he's out of control in transition, but he just spots up. Honestly, it looked like he was about to fall forward, but he's able to gather his feet behind the three-point line on the right wing, and he puts up a shot. It's one of those, no, yes, because it drops. And the Raptors all of a sudden are up 13 off a Grevas Vasquez 8-0 burst. 93-80 Raptors. And I'm going to be honest, that pretty much sealed the ballgame. I'll give you a few more highlights, but the Clippers were not able to get much closer than that. 7:20 mark, Amir Johnson with a nice little and-one layup. And the 5:49 mark, Sweet Lou, who did not score until this point in the ballgame, he drains a right-wing three. And then just 30 seconds later at the 5:18 mark, Sweet Lou drains one from the left wing. Raptors up 15, 101-86. And Mike Smith, like I said, this guy, he's on the same page with me a lot. He was talking about how Lou Williams is the Raptors' Jamal Crawford. And I've said that a bunch of times. I totally agree with that call. They're so similar. And if Lou Williams, and to be honest, I'm going to be honest, he's not quite the player that Jamal Crawford is yet. But I'm seeing, this guy, he's getting the time and the looks and the touches now. He could develop into this jam. He's definitely got the clutchness and that knack for scoring in weird ways. So Sweet Lou pretty much ices the ball game. A couple of more highlights. 4:56 mark, Jonas Valanciunas outruns the whole Clipper squad, so Lowry rewards him with an alley-oop dunk. 4:34 mark, Jam Crawford, trying to keep it close. He drains a right corner three. And 2:20 mark, Kyle Lowry. This is worth mentioning because it was so beautiful. Gorgeous little drive, and again, using the ridiculously high glass with the scoop shot. That put the Raptors up 15, 108-93. And to be honest, I didn't write the final score. But the Raptors win, and I can't give you a box score breakdown because I don't want to see what the score is in the Nuggets game, which I'm about to check out right now. But the Raptors win this ball game, so I believe that improves them to 23-7 on the season, which is going to maintain that number one spot in the Eastern Conference. You can talk all you want about the Raptors' schedule, but you won't be able to any longer. After these Raptors play two more tough games on the road, we're pretty much even with the rest of the league as far as schedule difficulty. So you can say all you want. We've been missing our all-star, DeMar DeRozan. Luckily, we've got another all-star. It's going to be a first-time all-star in Kyle Lowry. And this whole squad is just stepping up. You listen to this podcast, I wish it could be easier for me and I could just say, this guy took over for the whole game. This guy ran this quarter, but it's not like that. Every Raptor seems to step up and have two or three great minutes and then pass it off to the next guy who has two or three great minutes. There's just such a great squad to watch. I think Jack Armstrong said it. They're like a college team. Just everyone's talented and the drop-off is minimal. There's no real superstar on this team. There's just a couple of stars and a bunch of really good players. And the chemistry is clearly there. Everyone knows what the other guys are capable of. People aren't trying things that they shouldn't. It's just really clean, solid team basketball. Love this game. Love watching this. Which is why I'm going to end this podcast right now, because I'm about to check out the Toronto Raptors versus the Denver Nuggets. So I will be right back in about an hour and a half to record the Game 31 podcast. A little breakdown for you. All right, y'all. So thanks for waiting on this one. Sorry it took me so long, but like I said, it's the weekend. It's the holidays. Your boy Sam's a little bit busy from time to time. Believe it or not, I got friends out here. I'm not just podcasting all day. That's not true. I was just walking my dog, but hey. All right. Thanks for checking out this Raptors Abroad podcast. I will be back with you shortly. Peace.